the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
We are now in the midst of the Islamic tradition of Ramadan, a time of daylight fasting for Muslims. Today, I have Dr. Jack Llewellyn, head of the Religious Studies Department at Missouri State University, as my guest. He is here to share the significance of this religious observance.
The founder of the Muslim religious tradition is a man named Muhammad, who lived from around the year 570 to the year 632, so he lived a little over 1,000 years ago. Muhammad received revelations from God, that's what Muslims believe, and those revelations were collected in a book called the Quran, which is the Muslim scripture. Establishing Ramadan as a month of fasting actually occurs in the Quran, so it's something that happened from the very beginning of the history of the Muslim religious tradition over 1,000 years ago. During the course of the month, Muslim adults, both men and women, are required to fast every day during the daylight hours. They're not allowed to eat or to drink or to have sex during the day. They can eat and drink before it's light out, and they can eat and drink after dark, but during the daylight hours, they're not allowed to eat or drink.
This fasting period of Ramadan has historical roots as far back as the Quran, but Llewellyn points out the lessons and character building that this helps to provide.
Usually the name of the religion, the word Islam, is translated as submission. What Muslims are required to do is to submit to God's will. God in the Quran is called Allah, which is just the Arabic word for God. Allah spells out the kind of life that you're supposed to lead in the Quran, and the fasting is training in submitting your will to God's will. There's a medieval Muslim author named Al-Ghazali who says that one of the primary ways that people are inspired to kind of indulge themselves physically is through food and drink. So if you can learn to control what you eat and drink, then that's important. That's an important discipline. I mean, ultimately, when you're confronted with an ethical or moral challenge, you'll have a choice about whether to follow Allah's will or to do something that's wrong from the Muslim perspective. And fasting trains you so that you're prepared to follow God's commands when you're faced with a moral challenge. Al-Ghazali says that that there's no real moral or ethical significance to the fasting itself, but the fasting is training in submission. Modern Muslims often also say that you get pretty hungry when you don't eat all day long, and it creates a certain solidarity between Muslims who are well off and have plenty to eat and Muslims who are poor and may not have enough to eat, that even people who are wealthy experience some self-denial and some privation, some hunger. Obviously, eating a nice meal before dawn and after dark is not the same as being hungry all the time. But still, some modern Muslims argue that it creates a certain understanding between people who have more and people who have less, that even the people who have more give up things every day during the day for a month.
The time of Ramadan also signifies a time of reflection and thankfulness. Llewellyn explains.
Another reason why Muslims fast, specifically during the month of Ramadan, is that that was the month, the Quran itself says, that that was the month in which the revelation of the Quran started. Muhammad received revelations from God beginning around the year 610 and then continuing for the rest of his life, and he died in the year 632. So from time to time, he would hear God's voice over the course of a couple of decades, actually. But that was supposed to have begun in the month of Ramadan. So one of the things that Muslims remember every year during Ramadan is God's blessings that come through the Quran. I mean, ultimately, there's a modern Muslim author that I assign my students sometimes who lived in the 20th century named Maulana Maududi. And Maududi says that everything else in the universe has to follow God's commands. You know, the planets and stars and plants, they have to follow the natural laws. They don't have a choice, but human beings do have a choice. So it's fortunate for us, Muslims believe, that Allah has shown us how we're supposed to live through the Quran.
That was Dr. Jack Llewellyn, head of the Religious Studies Department at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.